Good morning, everybody. This is Dottie Conaway from Baltimore, and I have the pleasure of doing the mojo this morning. The message at the beginning of January 2023 from our president and co-founder, Mr. Provenzano, announced that our theme for this, our 30th year, is unstoppable. My first reaction to that announcement was, wow, I am a poster child. Almost as long as ACN has been in existence, I have been an IBO. I've never stopped meeting people, peeking, asking for a favor, grinning and bearing the frustrations, disappointments, and yes, even hostility. I've never stopped. I've slowed down and rebooted many times, but never stopped. As many of my mojo colleagues have said, coming up with a topic, has been a challenge, or it can be a challenge. Like many, I jot down notes that hit me from reading books, other mojos, training, or any venue where someone is talking. I have to admit, however, that this mojo and my last mojo were inspired by church sermons. Now, calm down. I'm neither qualified nor under the delusion that I can present an elegant interpretation of any sermon. But what was an aha moment for me just might hit a chord with some of you, my ACN family. I said I was a poster child for the theme Unstoppable. The sermon I heard that helped me address this topic was Stretching Our Faith. I'll get back to the sermon in a few minutes. ACN for me was an answered prayer. Stopping was never an issue. Stretching my faith when the roller coaster we refer to in mindset training is spiraling down is what keeps me in the game, because the only way after down is up. I cannot stop. Blessed with a blessed opportunity, stopping can never be an option. So, my friends, when your best friend says you're crazy and questions your integrity after a friendship of over 20 years, you don't stop. You stretch your faith. When a family member who is always asking for a favor will not even try one of your services, though discouraged, you become unstoppable and stretch your faith. When a person with whom you're doing one of many favors is in your car. Now, I shared this story on my last mojo. And this friend talks about needing a service that you offered, but will not even entertain a conversation to help you. You become unstoppable and go real deep to stretch your faith. Some of you more senior IBOs may remember a primetime soap opera called Peyton Place. Now, for you youngsters, soap operas are now, in my opinion, seasonal TV shows with six or more episodes. But in the soap opera, week after week, they have these convoluted and crazy relationships among family members. Well, not to prolong this story, when your new or existing IBO brings patent place into your organization, an entire leg goes upside down, you remain unstoppable and stretch your faith. Here's a funny one. In the early days of my ACN business, when we didn't have the technology, services, or even the procedures we have now, I had an IBO who was a fireball at customers, at getting customers, or so I thought. Unbeknownst to me, he was getting customers illegally. As the manager of a fast food establishment, now I'm not saying any names here, he was giving away free chicken meals for customers who signed up for our phone service. Needless to say, the chicken caper did not fly, and a significant customer count was lost. By the way, this leg also had the patent place. In spite of it all, I was unstoppable and really stretched my faith. I could go on and on, but you would be on the floor laughing or needing to pull off the road. So I hope you get my point. Bottom line, for my ACN business, I am unstoppable, and my faith is never diminished, no matter how many years it takes. Now, real quick, the sermon I mentioned in the beginning was based on Judges 7, verses 2 through 22. Gideon defeats the Midianites. I certainly can't do justice to the story, but it's interesting reading. As Gideon was probably a little scared and doubted as to whether he could succeed, he stepped out on faith and was unstoppable. Told to decrease the number of his fighting men, the first cut went down from 22,000 to 10,000. Still not small enough for God's purpose, the second decrease was down to 300 men. How about his faith now? Really stretched to keep going. The enemy Gideon was fighting had an insurmountable number of fighting men, but Gideon was unstoppable. He received confirmation, stretched his faith, and ordered the charge. And that, my friends, is the way I see it. So in summary, when a good recruit quits, you become unstoppable. When potential customers create ridiculous excuses for not even trying one service, you become unstoppable. When the phone gets as heavy as lead and you find it difficult to pick up, become unstoppable. When you wait for a guest to show up in person or on a scheduled Zoom, stay unstoppable. When the person who sponsored you jumps ship, as does the person 2, 3, or 4 levels up, go higher, sideways, or even out of alignment for help, and remain unstoppable. When a new IBO goes into witness protection, now your mentor can explain that, be unstoppable. When the roller coaster is stuck down, find a mechanic. Your coach, your mentor, accountability partner may have your ideas, it may give you ideas or encouragement to get back rolling. When days, weeks, months, and yes, even years go by without the results you want, don't stop. Stretch your faith and keep moving. Like I said earlier, ACN for me is an answered prayer, a blessing, a gift, I am unstoppable, still in the trenches. I'm stronger in faith, and by faith, the disappointments and frustrations don't derail me. My friend Janine talked about being like the bunny in the Ever Ready battery commercials. You keep going and going and going. If you have not reached the pen level you want, don't stop. Tell your wants they need to hold on. The compound effects of your unstoppability and stretching your faith by helping others may be much more than a dollar sign. We've heard many times from our leaders, your breakdown may just be leading to your breakthrough. Unstoppable people are relentless. Be relentless. Stretch your faith. You are blessed and part of a blessed company. Have a great day. Be blessed. Love you guys.